All right. So welcome everyone to this inner Venus star phase class, exploring the unique phases of each of the Venus points that we talked about in the star phase class last week, which really covered four phases: the morning star, the underworld, the evening star, and the metamorphic underworld, the Inanna underworld. So we had four things. Now we're taking that and making it even more in depth. So that's very exciting, and we have a lot to share with you. I'm Kayla Castell here with Tammy Brunk, and we are again wowed by what we've been discovering as we dive into this content. So in this class, we're going to be going deep into the nuances of each of the phases that we explored last week. And actually, maybe what I should say is that a lot of the content is in the PDF, and we're not going to cover all of it specifically because it's just way too much. And so if you haven't been taking the Venus Morning Star, Evening Star series with us, we go in great depth on each of the chakras and the underworld phase. And so that you, if you want more information about that, you can always join us there. The other thing we thought about as we were looking at this, I was like, I said to Tammy, I think we've got like three or four classes that we could go into more depth on this content. So so we're going to consider that. And if anybody's interested, let us know. Probably wouldn't be till early next year that we actually got around to doing that. anyway, but what I'd like to have everybody do is just we're going to do an invocation, but maybe just to turn off our video. Oh, does it matter if they're muted? Maybe it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. They can turn their videos off if they want to be able to move or shake and just feel,
right, you know, not easy. Exactly. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment here just to further energize our sacred space and the transformational field of love that we've already been co-creating with the Circle of Grandmothers. Again, offering our gratitude for all the magic and synchronicity that has led us to this moment. So with that in mind, find a way to ground and bring yourself present into this moment by whatever means actually works best for you. We'll just take a quiet moment to breathe or shake. I actually did some shaking earlier because I had a little anxiety trying to get everything ready in time for the class. So that can work really well if that works for you. Movement or, belly breathing, or maybe doing an intentional breath or letting out a deep ha breath that actually activates oxytocin when you do that. So just take a moment right now to figure out how we want to ground with the alchemical intent of Venus, who is so delighted that we're honoring her in this way. As you continue to ground and bring yourself present, just reaffirm our intent for this entire series, as well as the ceremonial Venus Evening Star Ascent Journey, and everything that we do with Venus Alchemy, is to serve the emerging goddess in every one of us, both men and women, in all her many forms and expressions, in the most useful, alive, healing, and loving way possible. Blessed be, and so it is. Yeah. okay, so I guess Tammy, the only thing I could think of in terms of logistic is just to say that everything has been posted on the class page. You did receive an email with the handouts for tonight's class. If you don't have them handy, you might want to make sure you do. So, and also, we probably will be doing screen sharing, so you can watch that as we go. Those are the only logistics I can think of. Is there anything you want to add to that?
I mean, I guess, no, we can wait and talk about the master document and all that after we break out. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
I think we're good.
All right. So now we're going to start with breakout sessions, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to quickly What?
How many people do we have? 15, says.
Yeah, we have 15 people. So basically what we're going to be doing here is we are going to try something a little new. We're going to do some breakouts, and we really want this to be a bit more experiential than it has been in the past. We have the option to do Zoom, and we really want to go deeply into this exploration of how this feels to each of you. So we need to just keep track. I need to look now and see who all is here. So we have 16.
It just says 17 now.
More and more and more. Okay, so I'm going to create some breakout rooms. And let me also, I think we sent an email yesterday that you should have that also explores, that provided the questions, again, that we had already sent you.
Do you want me to put the questions up on my screen?
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Kaylin. That would be awesome. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, so I'm going to share my screen.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Okay, so we now have 19 participants. Now this is going to take us just a moment, and we're going to start to have all of this a little more. Oh, good. Okay.
There we go.
Okay, so these are the questions we're going to have you explore with each other, and we're going to break you out now. And I think everybody should know actually what they are, but let's see. Kaylin, I'm going to say the name, and could you look it up and tell me what everyone is?
Sure.
Okay. So Adam is Underworld, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Aida is Evening?
Yes.
Okay. And Deborah is
Underworld.
Okay. Don't have these memorized yet. and Diane
is Morningstar.
Okay. And Linda
is Morningstar.
Okay. Maggie.
Maggie is Morningstar.
Okay, we have a lot of Morningstars. And Maureen.
Maureen is Morningstar.
Wow. Holy. Okay. And then Nancy.
Morningstar. Nancy is also Morningstar.
Yes. Nancy Morningstar. Okay. So, and then Peter, of course, is Underworld.
Yes.
Emma is Evening, right?
Yes. Emma's Evening Star.
Okay. Wow. You have a lot of people. Rhonda?
Rhonda is Morningstar.
And Robin?
Is Evening Star.
Okay. And Victoria?
Is Evening Star.
Okay. Okay. And let's see. 505. We're going to have to figure that one out in a little bit. We have some callers here. I'm going to have to assigned to rooms after we create these rooms. So what we're going to do is we're going to create some breakout rooms where 2 to 3 of you, what do you think, Kaylin? 4? I think 4 could work.
If we do 4, then we need to probably give them like 12 or 15 minutes. If we do 3, probably do it in 12 minutes.
Okay, so we'll do 3. So we're going to break you up into rooms of about 3, for some of you 2, because the Underworld, there's only 2 of you. So what's going to happen is that you are going to be asked to join the room. So you're going to want to click on that so you can join it. And then when we complete, which again will give you about 10 minutes or so, 12 minutes, you'll see something that comes up on the screen that says you have 20, I think it's like 50 seconds, 20 seconds left, something like that. So, okay. All right.
So. We want somebody to scribe or to take
notes. Yes. Do you want to talk about that for a minute while I'm creating the rooms?
Yes.
I'm actually Evening Star, folks.
What?
It's Linda. I'm actually an evening star. It's wrong on the chart.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
I think it's correct now.
Yeah, I think that you did say evening.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not correct yet. Okay.
Right. Too many different versions of everything.
Right.
Been doing today. Okay, so Adam and Peter are going to be together.
And Deborah. She's also
a Deborah. Okay. Okay. And again.
So while Tammy's figuring that out, what I just want to say is that what we're hoping for this is that you'll have a chance to, for me, when Tammy and I talk about how this shows up for us, so many insights come through that don't come through for me just thinking about it. So when we talk about it, oftentimes we get insights that we weren't really realizing before. And this helps you to deepen your understanding of how this is showing up in your life. But it also will, if somebody will be willing to take notes in your group as well, and then share them with the rest of the group, that can help deepen our understanding for everybody. So that's what we're hoping for. So the questions are pretty simple. How has your Venus star phase shown up in your life? So if you're morning star, how has that shown up? If you're evening star, how has that shown up? And if you're underworld, how has that shown up? Metamorphic underworld, we don't have anybody. We have one person in the class, and she actually did do a sharing that is on the class page. Beautiful sharing that you can read about. And then, for people, she lives in Africa, so South Africa, I think, so not the right time of day for her to be on the call. So, but if you feel more comfortable sharing by writing about it, then, that's also an option, and we'd love to hear from you. So the other question is, how do you feel you are living into the intent of your Venus star phase? This was part of the deepening practice that we asked for people to think about. So you can think about, if you've had a chance to think about that, you can offer that. If all you, if you don't have time to share all of that, or you just don't actually know and you're still feeling into that, that's okay. Just whatever feels right for you. Just start talking and something will come through, I'm sure. So, and then also if you have time or feel like you have a sense of what the blocks are and the challenges that stand in the way of fully standing in the field of your Venus star phase, then what would it take to transform these blocks into allies on the path? So you could feel into that. That's actually a little more complicated question, so we would recommend that you start with the first two questions.
Wow, yeah, let's talk about morning star, evening star.
Well, since Morningstar comes first, you should go first.
Oh my gosh, okay, I'll go first. Well, it's funny. Yeah, I think when I was younger, I didn't really claim that too much, but as I've gotten older, I definitely see the ways that I jump forward. Definitely jump forward.
Right.
As soon as something's interesting to me, as soon as I'm into it, I'll give an example. When I was, I don't know if this is a Morningstar thing, but When I applied to grad school, I just chose two things. I was very focused. There were two schools I wanted to go to, and I just put all my focus on that. I got into both. I didn't try like 50 million different things. It was just like, I know I want this, or I know I want that. And then I just jumped in. That feels Morningstar.
Right.
Two new people. Hi.
Maybe we should just have them listen to us since they don't.
Okay, sure. Or we can ask them to share with us also.
Yeah, we can. And
yeah.
Maybe I'll share and that'll kind of give them an example.
Sure. So let's just see, who do we have on the line with us right now?
This is Robin. I kept getting kicked out of Zoom, so I called in.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, then you can be in our group.
Oh, okay.
And who else?
Oh, they just muted themselves.
Oh.
So maybe they don't want to talk.
Okay. I guess not. So, Robin, we were just, Kaylin and I have had some really good conversations about how it feels different to be morning star and evening star. So, we're just kind of sharing these questions as well.
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Jonna Lee. I have been muting and unmuting. I've come late. My internet connection is down completely till 11 tonight, so I had to go to the library to connect, find your phone number and connect with you right now. And I am a morning star, and I'm here.
Okay. You're a morning star, and you care.
And I'm an evening star.
Yes, yeah, so we have two morning and two evenings. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So
what we're doing is answering the question, how has your Venus star phase shown up in your life? Tammy has shared about how it shown up has shown up for her and her forward momentum.
Yeah.
Being morning star, and also, well, I won't say that. Never mind. And then I'm an evening star, but I will just also say my Venus is an evening. So that's one that's kind of, you know, very fiery and forward moving, but I have always been someone who doesn't necessarily jump into action without thinking about it. And in fact, it's taken me a long time to get to a place where I can be more spontaneous, because I tend to be more like evening star. Earth, it adds earth to that fireness that I have. And I think that when earth and fire work together, it can be a really great thing. But, you know, earth can put out fire and fire can scorch earth. So it's been an interesting challenge. But I think for the most part, the earth piece does really slow my Venus and Aries down. So it doesn't act so quickly.
That's
my piece. So anybody else want to go?
Well, this is Shauna Lee, and I will. It's hard. Morning Star, I was thinking, listening to what you were saying, that when I was a little girl in school, I'd have the answer, and I'd be raising my hand and bouncing around in the chair, and I know I was irritating, you know, that too much part. I hearing about Morning Star. I think it was Morning Star that some people might think that we're too much. I have been, and I think that kind of too much got me out of my apartment, across town, into the library, in front of figuring out how to get onto a computer that's not mine and to get connected with you. I am pretty determined. I do get what I want.
Yeah, that's so perfect.
Yeah.
Tenacious.
Tenacious. Yeah, it was when this started happening. The whole neighborhood is down. The computer lines are not working. It was unbelievable. At 7, when I was 7 here in Ohio, you know, I had an hour, and at 7:30 I'd knock on every neighbor's door to see if I could use their computer. Nobody was at home. But anyway, I'm here.
Gosh.
There was something else I was thinking about Morningstar, but this is really awesome what you're doing. I'm so glad that I'm on this line listening and sharing and learning with you all. And if I think of anything more, of course, you'll probably hear it. I'm going to get in my car now. I'm going to mute myself because I'm going to go back to my apartment now that I have your number. Even if I lose you, I'll be back on. So,
okay, good.
Thank you.
Donnelly, yeah. Okay. I just also want to say that that's great commitment. You know, we think about Star being committed to her cause. Wonderful commitment.
It's the warrior goddess in me. You are not going to stop me.
That is such an amazing example. Wow.
Amazing example.
Awesome.
So, Miss Robin.
Well, I'm evening star, so I probably would not have gone over to the library. So I probably would have sent you an email and said, I'm really disappointed that I couldn't connect, that I kept getting kicked off Zoom. But I think maybe it was evening star, because when I saw the questions, like, oh, I've got to answer all these questions with everybody, I'm not really prepared. So I think maybe I kicked myself off of Zoom. So, but I was thinking when I was a little kid, I mean, it was kind of like I would be the opposite. I knew the answer, but I would not raise my hand. So maybe that was an evening star. I've always thought that maybe it was because I knew I wasn't supposed to be my moon. I wasn't supposed to be Leo. I was supposed to let other people be in the spotlight. So I didn't need to be answering the questions, even if I knew the answer. And also, where I lived, we always sat alphabetically. So since my last name begins with a W, I was always in the back of the room.
Wow.
So it was kind of a nice place to be. I never really liked being in the front row. And I would say, yeah, but I mean, I can get things done. I mean, it isn't like I'm super laid back. I kind of have to sit with this, but I do feel like that in a way it's kind of maybe feel like more of an elder wisdom kind of thing. I guess that would be the Earth, kind of more grounded. And since I have an Aquarius Venus, I think adding that element of Earth, it helps ground me, because otherwise I would just really just be up. As I was telling Tammy earlier today, it took me so long to learn how to be in my body that I think it's that I was really trying to help myself, or my guides were trying to help me to get as much Earth in there as possible, because otherwise really I would just like be up there all the time.
That's so interesting, Robin, because you don't have a lot of Earth in your chart, but you do feel grounded and earthy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that Saturn, I think that's why I have heavy a Saturn complex, because that adds Capricorn, because Saturn's on my sun, so it's really more Capricorn than Sagittarius in terms of the energy I burn.
Yes.
But I think that that's why, because otherwise, you're right, I mean, I don't really have, it's just, the, it's I don't. And so it's and coming from the fire moon, and the that I really needed that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I have fire and air. I needed as much Earth as I could have.
Yeah. Just to see how it went.
Yeah. Okay.
That was really fun.
That's it. Oh, good.
Yay. Anybody else want to know how it went?
Wonder if Mary got my chat.
We're back.
Hi, great. How did it go?
We weren't done talking yet.
Yeah.
We were just getting warmed up.
Yay, that's awesome. Okay.
Back to my room.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, all right, so, Kaylin, can you kind of take this next little piece here? I want to try to help Mary for a second.
Okay, so what we want to do now, is it, anybody want to share anything about what we got before?
Yeah.
Was that helpful? Did you find that useful? You know what? Tammy, you're getting a lot of background noise, so we might want to...
I think I'm going to have to mute everybody, actually. I think we're going to need to maybe do the question and answer at the end and talk about how this worked. So, yeah, okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone.
Except for you.
Okay.
So. Well, actually, you unmuted everybody.
I did, you're right.
Yeah, that's what the message said.
Okay. All right. Wow, we're crazy. Fun energy now. So I am hoping that Mary can get on. I'm not sure. But
so is everybody muted now, Tammy?
Everybody's muted. Okay, so we should probably just talk about the master document and everything.
Yeah, we can do that while we're waiting. So I just want to pull that up. So if you haven't had a chance to see it yet, this is it. And it's a 70-page document. One of the things that with working with this much data and this much information, and I had to do a lot of adjusting and rearranging and rethinking and reconfiguring for this to happen. So if you notice any glitches anywhere, please let us know, because I have gone through this. I've been working on this document for 2 months and have gone through it a lot. But basically what I want to do is show you what's going on here. You know, so the date is, of course, in the first column, what overtone cycle you were born into, then what the Venus event is. So was it morning star rise, when it's stationing direct, Venus with the moon, maximum elongation, and we're going to be talking about that more in the next class. And then all the Venus-moon gates, when Venus gets to be 10 degrees from the sun, and it's telling you also what the star phase is. So if it's morning star, so if you look up the date, you know, say somebody was born on June 5th, 1929, they would be at the first gate, removing the crown. The moon would have just been there. So that's, and then it tells you the sign that Venus was in at the time that that happened. And then also the phase angle, meaning how many degrees is it from the sun? So if we look at this example on June 4th, 1929, It was minus 42 degrees and 38 minutes from the sun. And then on June 29th, it was at maximum elongation at 45 degrees and 39 minutes. So you can see, you know, where it is. And then when you see when it gets to be 10 degrees from the sun, it's dropping into the Inanna underworld. Then there's the Venus-Sun conjunction, so it's only 0 degrees away. And then Venus will rise as an evening star at plus 10 degrees, goes through the different gates. All the different gates reaches maximum star elongation, evening star elongation. So this helps you to find the nuances of where you are born into the Venus cycle. And the last column, of course, is the sign that what sign the sun was in at the time. And this goes to 2082. So if anybody has questions, please look at this document, look up your own information, make sure it jives with what you know to be true for you. And if not, let us know then so we can correct things in the document. But you should be able to look up anybody in any phase or see all the future coming Venus cycles and when everything is happening. So it's a pretty cool thing. We're very excited about it that we have this to offer.
Yeah.
And just a reminder not to share this with anybody who's not in the class because, you know, this took a long time to create. So anyway, so that's that.
Excellent. And it's been really fun just to be able to look it up and find
in the ephemeris, which is how we did it before.
Yes, it takes forever. But then, you know, even just to like be like, oh my gosh, this person is an underworld Venus. That explains so much about, or evening star, morning star. It's really easy to look up your family members and learn so much about that. So Mary is sending a message, a chat message. She is saying, okay. Your gates are showing the ones we were born into, but they change over time. So how does the original gate apply after they change? I am now at the gate of ascension.
That's not something we're going to get into right this minute. We'll save it.
We have an advanced Venus student here.
Yeah. So that might be in an advanced class, actually.
Yeah. And Kaylin, and Emma wrote, Kaylin, you just earned another star. So. So I may not keep taking this beautiful, and it's true, because Kaylin put so much time into this. Unbelievable, unbelievable backbreaking time. So, and it's such an amazing thing to have access to. So, what do you think? Should we talk about the participants really briefly?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, just kind of the breakdown in the class. And again, we've had a few people who have said, that's not right, please correct it. So, if you could, we hope that you can practice using the document by looking up what we've created, because again, we've been putting together so much content in these last few days that I know I got a couple of these wrong. Kaylin, would you maybe be able to
share?
Okay, thanks.
There we go.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. So, yeah, so we have, you want to go over it?
You created it. You can.
Okay. I guess I can't move it, but so yeah, so we have here, I won't go into everybody, of course, but it'll say what, if you're morning star, Inanna, underworld, metamorphic, what your overtone is, which we'll talk about next time, but I thought we could just go ahead and put that in there. And then the chakra gate, we are now referring to them as the inner Venus phases, because not everyone has a chakra gate. So if you can think of a name that sounds better than inner Venus phases, that's great. But we kind of like that.
Venus star phases. So in other words, Venus star phase, your morning star, evening star, Inanna underworld, or metamorphic underworld. But within those places, there are additional phases.
Yeah.
So we're calling them, instead of the chakra gates, we're calling them the Venus inner star phases, so that they're a deeper nuance of what it is. So. Yeah.
So if you want to just scroll down, and people could just, you've already had access to this and you will look at it, I'm sure. But so the breakdown is we have 20 morning stars, 15 evening stars, and two Inanna underworld, four in the Inanna underworld, and two in the metamorphic underworld. And then we have 10 Scorpio overtones.
And 9 Virgo Leo.
Yeah, 9 Virgo Leo. So a lot of that in the house showing up and representing. So then we have Leo. I did separate it out. So there's 2 Leos who are young enough to have been born when it just started. 2 Geminis, 2 Aries, Capricorn, Cancer, Gemini. That's our, is that Emma? Is that Emma, the Cancer Gemini?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, I think so.
Or it might be Jennifer.
Jennifer? Maybe it's Jennifer. So, yeah, so we really think it's exciting to be able to see this kind of show up and see how this will show up over the course of the class. And, yeah, so I think that's good because we have a lot we want to cover.
Exactly. So do you want to show the PowerPoint or do you want me to?
You can show it. That's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So we're just, you know, wanted to, before we dive right into all these interfaces, all the chakras, all the other pieces, just wanted to give the reminder that, of course, what we're doing today and what we're doing in this class is we're really re-enlivening the Inanna's descent as this archetypal journey, the heroine's journey, the hero's journey that we all go through as human beings when we go through a process of deepening, a process of expansion. And she is, we're bringing sacred awareness to this journey of how life works. And so, so with that, that's mostly just what I wanted to say.
Well, just a piece to keep in mind is that Venus is the closest planet to the Earth and is often described as the sister planet to the Earth. So Venus's cycle is so instructive to us. And we know that ancient cultures tracked the cycle and did ceremony in relationship to that and, you know, understanding of that. So, and that's what we do in the Morning Star and Evening Star classes that we do, really go into the ceremonial aspect of it. And we won't have time to get into as much detail with this, but what we're looking at is how, where are we born into the story? And how does that help give us additional information? And so that's the intent that they're here, and that actually can be useful to other people. Like if you're working with clients, you know, and you're doing readings for them, or you're, you know, so supporting them, knowing this information can be so, so helpful.
So I wanted to say one other thing about that, which is that, you know, considering that the Mayans and other cultures, the Sumerians, really used Venus in a way to, as the major celestial body that they used to track time, to use ceremonially. And so, you know, it's just what part of what we've been looking at is that it's potentially you could just look at Venus. And of course, you want to look at the full chart, but you can look at Venus itself in this kind of detail and probably get at some of the most essential information about what a person's life path is about. That's what we're kind of proposing. Well, we're exploring the possibility of that. So go ahead, Caitlin.
Cool. So what we're looking at here is, so if we just, you know, some people just look at Venus as morning star, evening star. I think Dane Majar was probably one of the first to do that. And basically, you know, the way that they did that was by starting with when Venus was conjunct the sun retrograde to when Venus is conjunct the sun not retrograde in the Inanna underworld. And anybody born in that time was a morning star. Not any consideration of retrograde or underworld or anything. And then from Venus conjunct the sun in the Inanna underworld to the time when Venus comes back to conjunct the sun retrograde would be the evening star days. And so again, not looking at any of these other factors like morning star rise when Venus is retrograde 10 degrees from the sun, the station direct point, but between the station direct point and the first moon conjunction in the morning sky, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. This is something that we've really been tuning into probably for the first time in eons of time. I don't know. But anyway, the 7 or 8 gates, then, you know, the maximum elongation point when the Venus is as far from the sun as she can get. And we're going to look at that probably more in next class because we just ran out of time to really create the information about that. And then when Nana is conjunct the sun in the underworld, and we have the exact same thing in the evening sky, all these exact same phases are happening in the evening sky. So we're born somewhere into this story. And so this is just a little visual for those people who it helps them to understand what's going on. So if we look at Venus retrograde conjunct the sun in the metamorphic underworld, so this line here is the horizon line. So anything below this line is not visible. Then Venus rises up above the horizon retrograde, visible. She stations direct, and there's this time, and some people are born here, this time between, in fact, I have just did a chart for somebody yesterday, or day before yesterday, who has this. So this between time, we don't know what else to call it, so that's what we're calling it for now, before the first Venus-Moon conjunction. And you'll see in the master document that we sent you that there's either one or two Venus-Moon conjunctions before Venus reaches maximum elongation, or the highest point on the horizon. The furthest up she will be, also the furthest away from the sun she will be at a maximum elongation. And then she starts her descent back in these Venus-Moon conjunction connections, you know, until she drops into the Anana underworld where she is for 60 to 90 days, and then we go to the evening star, and she rises up, and there's this time. In fact, Venus rises on July 13th, technically. She's 10 degrees from the sun, and she doesn't make her first conjunction with the moon until August 3rd. So there's a long between time here. So if somebody's born in this time, then they would be born in this between. And then Venus...
Yes. Could you just mention which slide number this is for people who listen later?
I can't because I've got it. I've got it. On the can't.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we're just looking at the diagrams, and I think we're in the second diagram.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm sorry I can't do that. It's unfortunate. Anyway, so there's always six Venus-Moon conjunctions before Venus reaches maximum elongation. Now, sometimes the first Venus-Moon conjunction is the life by intent gate. We'll explain what that means in a moment. And so then by the time Venus gets to maximum elongation, there's only been five gates because the life by intent, well, there are six gates, but it's the fifth chakra gate. And then there's, two after, sometimes only one after. Then Venus goes retrograde in the evening sky, 16 days in the evening sky, drops below the horizon, and goes into the metamorphic underworld. So this is the whole thing all put together. So I tried to separate it out so it'd be easier to understand for people. And so basically we're seeing Venus rise up, and then she goes into the underworld, and she rises back up in the evening sky. She descends back down, and then she makes a very fast transition from evening sky back over to morning sky. And just something to know is that there are variations on this pattern. So sometimes there's one or two Venus-Moon conjunctions before maximum elongation in the morning sky. Sometimes there's two Venus-Moon conjunctions after maximum elongation, sometimes only one. Sometimes when Venus goes direct, there's a Venus-Moon conjunction that day or within a day. So there's not a very long between. Sometimes there's a longer between time, and the same thing in the evening sky. So there's different variations on the pattern, but that's the essential pattern.
And this is slide 8. It was slide 7 before when I asked, and then it's slide 8 right now that Kayla is referring to.
Great, thanks. I'm glad you can see that. So now we're ready to start looking at the different phases and what they mean.
Can I talk about how this works, this part? And actually, I'm going to do a little screen sharing myself here for a moment.
Okay.
So basically, what we're going to do from here on out, if you look at this, what's on the screen right now is slide number, 9, Morningstar Venus Retrograde Intent. And so we will do this for every chakra. We'll share what the intent is, what the gifts and challenges and shadow are. We have questions you'll work with. And then we have an invocation. So the way we're going to go through this next phase, we want this to be more experiential. We don't have that much time actually at this point. So, we invite you to read this later. So what we're going to do now, what we're going to ask you to do now is just get relaxed. If you have a piece of paper, pen, crayons, markers, if you have a journal, something like that, something I was actually proposing, if anybody wants to do this, is that what we're going to do is we are going to, yeah, if you want to show the first invocation.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That would be awesome. Okay. So I'll be reading this in a moment. So just get into a relaxed state. And what you're going to do while we read the invocations is to feel this chakra point in your body. Now, when it's between, when we go to the between chakra gate, you're just going to have to sense into where that lives. But otherwise, you know, we'll describe kind of where it is. And you feel into that part of your body and just see what comes up for you. And then when we're done with each invocation, we're going to take a very short time for you to just very quickly write whatever has come through. Now, one of the things to consider is that the front of the chakra is what's more conscious. The back of the chakra might be more of the shadow information. So it may be that when you listen to this, you have a few words come up or images, but just to track that as we go through. So really, the rest of this class is going to be more you tuning in. It's going to be kind of an initiation going through each of these gates so you get to experience them personally. And I have, if you wish to do this, it may not take, it only took me a moment. You don't laugh. But, oh gosh, it's not screen. No, not, I don't need to share my screen actually because I'm right here. Okay. I wonder how I can best show this. Okay, what I did was I just drew, can you see that?
Yes.
It looked kind of like a little bit.
Tammy, for some reason when you're showing it, it's blocking your microphone.
Oh, no.
Show it and then tell us.
Okay, so drawing a picture of the body, if you want, you can do it that way and then just draw in words, or you can just draw in words for each of the chakras. So we're going to go ahead, though, just feel it in your body, just see what comes up as we go through. And this is really going to be the majority of what we're going to do for the rest of the class. And it's going to definitely cut into Q&A time because a lot of our sharing time was taken in the breakout rooms. So. But we intend to do a little bit of Q&A at the end, right, Kaylin?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so.
And also, if any questions come up, either while we're doing this, you can jot them down, or for the next class, you know, and if you have questions that when you look through the slides and you're not, if it doesn't make sense or you have questions about it, then let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And okay. Again, one of the reasons why we said if we took this and broke it into several classes, we could take the time to go into all of it more thoroughly with you. But we just don't have that kind of time, and we didn't know that when we designed the class that was the way it was going to be.
Okay, so yay, thanks, Kaylin. So we're going to go ahead then and do the Morning Star Venus Retrograde Invocation. We invite the pure essence of the Morning Star Retrograde to infuse us with a radiant connection to our divine nature. We willingly gather all the gifts and awareness from previous incarnations so that we are fully prepared to meet the initiations of this lifetime. We joyfully choose this initiation called Life in a Body, gaining strength to meet it as the spiritual warrior that we are. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. So just take a moment to let that kind of sink in, and anything that comes to mind, just go ahead and sketch it down.
And as you're sketching that down, or writing that down.
Writing it down.
This is what, actually, I didn't notice this, Tammy. I was changing to this Venus star phase rather than chakra, because that's a little bit confusing, because it's not actually a chakra.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, so just to know that it is a Venus, you know, in this Venus star phase, in this field of experience that we're speaking to here.
Yeah.
And also, while people are writing down, maybe just share a little bit about the retrograde process, in case people don't know. Do you want to do that?
You can do that, Kaylin.
Oh, okay. I will. All right, so the So when a planet is retrograde, it appears to move backward across the sky. It's similar to when we're driving down a highway and we're maybe a car going faster than the car in the lane next to us, and it kind of feels like the planet or that car is going backward as we pass it, even though it's still moving forward. And what it suggests is that it is a time for deeper inner reflection, to really go more deeply within. My favorite way of describing it, and you'll see it when we get to the evening star retrograde, the image that I used for it is, it's like pulling an arrow back on a bow to gain power and strength to move towards the intended target. So so sometimes people say that the retrograde is a debilitated place. In some, forms of astrology, that has been, it's not as it is strength, it's retrograde, it's moving backwards. But actually, it's closest to the Earth, it's brightest, it's most stunning to see in the sky when it's in its retrograde phase. And in fact, will pass between the Sun and the Earth in the metamorphic underworld. So it's closest to the Earth. So what we can gain in terms of our understanding and experience, it's like the transmission from Venus is coming to us much more strongly. If we take the time to not be so externally referenced, to be more internally referenced and to take in the messages that the retrograde Venus has for us. So So we should probably be moving on now, right?
Sure. So with Venus between, Kaylin, if you want to just briefly talk about what the between is.
So when I was noticing in the master document this time between the station retrograde and the first moon conjunction, and sometimes it was a long time and sometimes a short time, I was like, well, there's something going on here, and I didn't know how we could address this piece because it's part of an inner star phase. I got that right away. Well, it just so happened I was reading on becoming an alchemist, thanks to Tammy encouraging me to do that. And I happened to be reading the pages on between, how she talks about the between place. And she's talking about Harry Potter and platform 9 3/4 as a between thing. And so I was like, oh, that's what it is. It's a between place. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of betweens. It's not just this place, but it just felt like that was a way to define it for now until we can come up with a better way. So we're looking at what's subtle, and it's like the leaving one phase, the retrograde phase, before getting to the first moon conjunction. So it's leaving one phase before entering the next, but it's not being in either phase. It's not retrograde, but it's also not yet at the first gate. And it's not a midpoint, it's not a here or there, it's actually between here and there. Also, I was having this experience around seeing this TV show. I don't even know why I was watching it, but the beginning song in the show is "In Between the Lines, There's a Lot of Obscurity," and I was like, oh, more information about the between place is kind of obscure. We don't know how to define it. It's difficult to understand. It's not perfectly understood. It's the quality or condition of being unknown. So unclear, uncertain, not easy to understand. It's not this, it's not that, but it's also a place where new possibilities may emerge. So so that's how we're feeling into it. And I'm sure more insights will come in, especially if we have anybody who happens to be in this phase of the cycle.
Mm-hmm. So Kaylin, I'm kind of wondering if it might be good just for us to, we were talking about giving a little description of the between, and then we also have a couple of other chakras that are kind of not what you're used to. I kind of get a sense that if we could just stay in the flow of kind of the invocation and resting so that it's more right brain for a while, then because we don't have much more time, then I was thinking maybe we could just briefly describe what the soul star, what the death by intent gate, what the soul star gate is. What we can describe those now and then just go through the invocations. What do you think?
Oh, to do all of those now, you mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So should we go into the challenges and the shadow and the gifts of the between?
I don't think so. Okay. Because it's almost 8 already.
All right. All right, so I wasn't clear. All right, so you want to go into the invocation for the between now? Is that what you're
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, so I think what I actually want to do is just explain. I think we're just going to go ahead and go through and continue and do each of the invocations so you have that experience of feeling into it. But I want to explain before we get there so it's not confusing that we have some inner phases that you may not be that familiar with. We have the death by intent gate, which happens after the root chakra. Sometimes there's an eighth gate, so you'll feel into that with the invocation. Then we also have a soul, a life by intent gate, which I'm also identifying, we're looking at as the earth star chakra gate or inner phase. And that's something you'll also tune into when we do the invocation. And then we also have at the end the eighth or the ascension or the soul star chakra gate, which comes in the evening sky when you have an eighth Venus moon conjunction. So I'm just explaining those are a few things that we're going to bring in. And when we do the invocation, I think you can tune into it and you can also read about it later. So.
Right. And the thing about the other chakra gates, well, actually even the soul star chakra gate we've done in the last Venus evening star series, and we'll be doing it in this evening star series as well. And we devote a whole class to that. We hold a, devote a whole class to chakra. Right. So, you know, if you want that deeper information, then that's another way to get that.
In the evening star class. Yes. Yes. Okay. Awesome.
So is it time to
just do that. Okay. So between inner Venus phase invocation, we invite the pure essence of the between to infuse us with the ability to navigate multiple states of awareness and being. We embrace the magical potential that lives in the between, knowing it as a field of limitless possibility. We honor our ability to act as a healing bridge and connector between states of reality and people. We claim our freedom to live outside of the constraints of Muggle reality and choose a magical way of living. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this inner phase, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. So we'll just create a, we won't even, just we'll just take a little silence at the end for you to note anything that comes through.
And now we are going to explore the death by intent gate. So we're going to talk about this a little bit, right, Tammy? Is that what you had in mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just, what I was thinking is that we could just go through and just do the invocations without a lot of explanation, because it could be confusing to go left and right like that. So we could just go back up to the...
So the death by intent invocation?
No. No, we can just go through in the order we planned. I just wanted to bring it up. We can go through the order we planned. That's great.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. We're saying to do the invocations for all the chakras prior. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I was thinking is that I just wanted to explain that there are a couple that might be a little unusual for them, and I just wanted to just bring them in briefly. But I think we could probably just go through the invocations and not explain anything else, and it would probably be okay, just based on time.
Right.
So we would just do the crown chakra next.
Okay. So that's what I was just asking you, and never mind. I'm totally confused. Okay. Where is it? Here we go. Okay, so the crown chakra invocation. We invite the pure essence of the crown chakra to infuse us with the ability to easily connect with and utilize pure divine source energy in ways that support our personal and collective evolution and growth of consciousness. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of the chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within the chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. So we alternate, or what do you think?
Oh, you can do all of the ones that you did if you'd like. Yeah.
Okay. So, hopefully everybody's had a chance to just at least take a couple of notes in the crown chakra. So let's do the third eye chakra invocation. We invite the pure essence of the third eye chakra to infuse us with experiences and feelings that are peaceful, content, blissful, and inspired, as well as willingness to embrace new creative ways to use our imagination. We ask that this chakra energy support and bless us with the gifts of genuine forgiveness and wise guidance from the part of us that knows what is best. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of the chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within the chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. So moving on to the throat chakra invocation, we invite the pure essence of the throat chakra to infuse us with the masterful ability to communicate our divinely inspired truth as we align our will with divine will and service to great mystery. We are continually learning how to even more masterfully truly listen to others as well as listen to our own wise inner voice. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of the chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortions, or limitations within the chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. And now, invoking the heart chakra, we invite the pure essence of the heart chakra to infuse us with the healing power of love, kindness, acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, and interconnectedness. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within the chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating.
Solar plexus chakra invocation. We invite the pure essence of the solar plexus chakra to infuse us with the transformational power of our core selves. We claim the ability to choose clearly and act decisively aligned with our true will. We experience unbounded inner vitality, feeling brilliant divine light energy radiating from our inner sun or source. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this chakra field, blessing blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. Sacral chakra invocation. We invite the pure essence of the sacral chakra to infuse us with warmth, ease, and sensual receptivity. We effortlessly and joyfully attract all that we desire with ease. We open to receive passion, pleasure, and intimacy in our lives at a deeper level than we have ever experienced before. We feel and know ourselves to be beautiful, and we live from a sense of inherent value and worth. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. Root chakra invocation. We invite the pure essence of the root chakra to infuse us with unshakable trust that we belong on earth and all our needs are met with ease and abundance, thus claiming our contribution to the earth community benefiting the next 7 generations. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of the root chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating.
So just to briefly share what the Death by Intent gate is, it is the place where Venus is with the moon in the morning sky, has gone through all the 7 chakra gates, and makes an 8th conjunction with the moon that is visible. And over the years, I've been working with Daniel DeMario on this for many years, and we started to wonder, what would this represent? Because, you know, is it a chakra? Is it like an 8th chakra, or what would it be? And as we explored it, we found out that, for one thing, you have to have a very strong intent to see Venus and the moon together in the evening, I mean, in the morning sky at this gate. And we also happened to have somebody who was in coming to classes at that particular time who had this, who was a shaman, who was born in this gate. And he said that in a shamanic practices, this would be called Death by Intent. And so we've been working with it that way, and it seems to really work. That basically she's, you know, Nana's gone through all of the releasing of every one of her vestments. She's you know, she's going to come face to face with Ereshkigal, and she's basically choosing to die. Like, okay, I'm here. I'm going to die anyway. I'm going to choose it. So that's what this gate is about. So here's the invocation. We invite the pure essence of the Death by Intent gate to infuse us with the courage and willingness to embrace and consciously choose shamanic death, surrendering everything that does not serve who we are. Trusting the divine unfolding is perfect in every moment. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this Death by Intent phase, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this phase, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. the underworld invocation. We invite the pure essence of underworld empowerment to infuse us with great strength and courage to face our fears and empower our life force energy, Kundalini, so we may fully live and express our life's purpose. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of the chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this underworld field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating.
I'll talk about it a little bit too, Kim.
Yeah.
So when Venus rises from the underworld, there are some times where you can see her in the morning sky. There's an initial Venus-Moon conjunction that happens that, again, it's very faint. It's very difficult to see, but you can see it. And it ends up being one of what will be then 8 gates. And so when we have that initial life by intent gate, we've been calling it a life by intent gate. Do you want to talk any more about the history of it, Kaylin?
Yes. So what we noticed is that oftentimes this is, you know, when Venus rises up in the morning sky and makes her first conjunction with the moon, she's back in the sign of the overtone. But when she makes the conjunction very close to rising up, sometimes she's not back in the sign of the overtone. And she's also, if you're not looking with a very low horizon, or maybe even binoculars, you might not see her. It's if she's 10, 11, 12 degrees, 13 degrees from the sun. So, and she's not in the sign of the overtone. So we call this the life by intent, because you have to have a strong intent to see it. And we've played with this, and it seems to really work. Because if you can't really have a visual experience of Venus with the moon, then it's not really a powerful chakra gate. Now, sometimes it will be back in the sign and it's still not easy to see, but we do consider it, if it's back in the sign of the overtone when it meets with the moon, it's not a life by intent gate.
And that ends up being kind of essential, because it's how we count off the chakra gates. So it's one of the choices that we've made, that shamanic astrology has kind of made around this. But one of the things that was interesting about this is that when Kaylin and I were going through the Capricorn Evening Star series, I think Kaylin had discovered the soul star chakra was connected to the 8th chakra. And when I have been exploring the life by intent gate, I've also been looking at the fact that you often will have a soul chakra, which is above the head, and then often there's mention of the earth chakra, which is beneath the feet. And looking at what that might feel like, it also felt as if the earth star could also really describe the life by intent gate. So that's how we're exploring it at this time, so we're looking for feedback also into how this feels for people. So, the Earth Star Life by Intent Chakra Invocation. We invite the pure essence of the Earth Star Chakra to infuse us with a deeply rooted connection to the Earth as a source of unlimited healing, strength, and revelation. We invite the experience of full ecstatic embodiment as our spirit fully inhabits our bodies, making us a vessel of divine and sacred intent, creating a powerful field of healing that positively impacts all previous and future generations, transforming cultural and historical grief into a flowering of new life, hope, and abundance in the new earth. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating. Okay, and as we've mentioned before, we've done an entire class on this, the eighth gate of ascension, which is what we see when we have eight Venus-Moon conjunctions after Venus has appeared in the evening sky and has made her first conjunction in the sign of the Overtone. And so the soul star, you know, the earth star chakra has a deep connection to a field of healing in the earth and a super kind of rootedness. And the soul star chakra has a great deal to do with ascension. This is the ascension gate, and also has to do with being a place where you can release any and all karmic debt. It's where you can really move through different dimensions of time and space. So it's a really fascinating chakra. And this, the death by intent chakra gate, and also the earth chakra gate, of course, you can read more about. So here's the invocation. We invite the pure essence of the soul star chakra to infuse us with the gifts of a master healer. Clear seeing, clear knowing, and the ability to transcend time and space. We invite this chakra to heal and release any and all karmic debts from this lifetime or any other that restricts us from living our full soul purpose. Embracing the gifts from all lifetimes so that we experience the fully realized divinity that is our true nature. As we embrace and embody the high vibrational qualities of this chakra, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating.
So we talked a little bit about retrograde, and we did the Morning Star retrograde invocation. And I love this image of the flowery woman, which makes me think of an evening star expression, right? The goddess of love, beauty, and connected to the earth. pulling back the arrow for forward movement, but taking that deep dive. And Venus is in the evening sky 16 days before she disappears into the metamorphic underworld. So it is a time of synthesis and feeling into what it is that she's preparing to let go of. So here's the invocation for the evening star retrograde. We invite the pure essence of the retrograde evening star phase to infuse us with courage and willingness to assess our journey, preparing for surrender and facing any fears around totally letting go of all we have accomplished and achieved, knowing that whatever is of our true essence always remains with us even into the next incarnation. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of this retrograde Venus star phase, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within the chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating.
Don't see the metamorphic underworld.
Open to it.
I can find it.
Oh my gosh, I might have accidentally deleted it when I was trying to move slides around.
It is so easy to do.
Well, I will update the PowerPoint and on the class page tonight so that people can have that. That's so weird.
Awesome. Well, I think I was putting it at the end, and I think sometimes it was also at the beginning. So, all right. So, just looking for it. And is there anything else? Actually, yeah. It's not there. I don't know if it was ever.
I can pull it up real fast if you don't have it.
I think I do have it here. Okay, so here it is. Metamorphic Underworld Invocation. We invite the pure essence of the metamorphic underworld to infuse us with the experience of full and complete metamorphosis, helping us to die to our limited identity and awareness, so we might claim total liberation, leaping into the embrace of spirit, remembering who we truly are. As we embrace and embody these high vibrational qualities of the metamorphic underworld, we bring awareness to and hold loving presence for places where we may experience the wounding, distortion, or limitations within this chakra field, blessing us with the gift of awakened awareness that we are creating.
So do we want to talk about the deepening practice?
Yes, right. Great.
For the Venus inner star phase?
Yeah, absolutely. You have it. Great. Good. Excellent. And just to say briefly, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory, but we had listed some of the different books on the additional resources that was just up a minute ago. It's the last slide. But just to say that we want to just encourage people to, when you know your gate or if you know that you're between or underworld, or that there's so much you can do to explore kind of on your own as well. So to encourage that. But, okay, yeah, so we just have some of our favorite books. And also, if you want to talk a little bit, Kaylin, about the little soul and the sun.
I'm trying to remember, Tammy, exactly why you were so inspired by this, to include this now. Maybe it had to do with the soul chakra star or something.
I think so, maybe.
But basically, this is a children's story that Neil Donald Walsh wrote about how this little soul wants to have the experience of being special in forgiveness. But if you're in a place of perfection, there's nothing to forgive. So another soul steps forward and says, I volunteer to give you the experience so that they'll have something to forgive. And the little soul's all excited. It's really a well-told story, but basically it talks about how sometimes when people do the most horrible things to us, they're actually doing it out of love. And the soul that steps forward to do this for the little soul is doing it because he loves the little soul, and asks the little soul not to forget that I'm doing this for you so you can have this experience of forgiveness. But if you forget, and I'll probably forget because I have to lower my vibration so much to be able to do this, then you know, we will get lost in this endless cycle for a long time, and it might take us a long time to remember that we actually agreed to do this. So,
but I think part of what prompted it actually, which was really interesting, is that part of what we really recommend that people do is to look through this document and look for, Kaylin was looking, you were looking at your dad, you were looking at some ex-husbands. It's really easy to find if they're underworld, morning star, evening star, even that can give you some good insight into the people in your lives. All you have to know is their birth date. That's what's kind of amazing. And so I think part of it, Kaylin, came through because you were talking about your dad.
Right. And he is definitely one of those people who I think volunteered to give me the really horrible experiences so I could forgive, because, oh my God. And I've been working on that for quite a while, and also actually really 20 years when I first was introduced to this idea, even before this story, but the story really sums it up in such a beautiful way. So anyway, just something, just a tool that you can use and work with in your own process, because some of the chakras are very much about forgiveness, self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others. And, how we choose what we might be choosing and not aware of or remembering. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay. So maybe we should do the deepening exercises now, just briefly. Let's see. Awesome. So we what we are wanting to do each in each class is to have a little time at the beginning of the class to explore these essential questions that we're going to share with you at the end of the last class, and use the breakouts. We'll do it more smoothly next time because we're not even going to break people out according to evening, morning. We're just going to let you guys talk about where you're at. So these are the questions, and you can read these. In what ways has this phase informed your life so far? How can the insights connected to your phase help inform your awareness and choices going forward? And then as I review the intent, challenges, and gifts of my specific Venus phase, what resonates most for me and what resonates least? And we love hearing about all of this. So anything you want to share on Facebook or...
Specifically about the inner star phases. I mean,
yes. Yes.
Major phases, locating your, which Tammy gave you in the document, your personal phase within the phase.
Yeah. So whatever chakra gate, or if you're between, or retrograde Venus, or metamorphic, you know, just whatever that is. If you are already knew you were underworld or metamorphic, it's a way to go more deeply into that question. Mm-hmm. So, and then as we go through the document, you don't necessarily need to scroll through, but it just, this is a listing of all the questions we included in the PowerPoint so that you can locate your interface, and these are your questions to really dig into that are more personal, that are related to your specific inner star phase.
So you can find a heading, whether it's like, if say your third eye chakra, crown chakra, there's morning star questions, evening star questions, for all of those. If you are in a death by intent, there's just, you know, there's not morning star, evening star, because it's not that. Mm-hmm. And you can find your category and tune into those.
Yeah. And Caitlin and I shared a couple of different little examples from our own experience. Do you want to share that or let people?
I think we need to get to questions.
I think so too. You can read that on your own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
So how do we do the questions section?
Okay. So I'm going to unmute. Actually, I believe everyone can unmute themselves, but I'm going to track that. Wait a second.
No, I just unmuted.
Yeah, okay. I just unmuted.
Thanks, Ida. So yeah, you can just unmute.
I just want to say, because I have to go, and that's why I'm jumping right in, but I just want to say that the invocation experience was really great. I really enjoyed it. And also that because the diagram with that M looking thing, right, is showing it going up, but we're actually descending. In the morning star, it's showing.
So what it's showing,
we're actually going down. Yeah.
It's the descent into the underworld is the story, but, and most of the time it is the descent, but there are one or two Venus-Moon conjunctions before it starts to descend back to the horizon, but it's still the descent into the underworld.
Yeah, I don't know what all that noise is. Huh. Yeah, thanks, Aida.
Yeah, so
I know it can look confusing. It's a matter of it's reaching elongation in the beginning part of it, so it's not just a descent. And that's actually a really good point. It starts out kind of ascending and then it descends. So.
But the point is that what that is showing you is what's actually happening in the sky. Mm-hmm. The story of Inanna is the story of the descent, which happens when she stations retrograde. She begins her descent by going through the gates, starting through the gates. So even though she's rising higher in the sky, that's just what's happening. You know, can't do anything about that.
No, it's almost like, you know, a reverse kind of a picture.
So. Right, and the same thing happens in the evening sky because she's ascending, but for the last two gates or one or two gates, she's actually descending back towards the horizon. But she's, yeah, so it's a visual.
But actually, I feel like when we find these pieces that we dream into it and we discover amazing things about how this actually fits into a larger journey. I mean, it is, those are the retrograde phases and part of them are the retrograde phases. But yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Aida.
I have to accent, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We love you.
Yeah, it's always awesome to have you. So we're open for others to unmute. Mary, do you know how to unmute yourself? No? Oh.
Emma, do you want to say something? Oh, I saw that it looked like she was unmuted.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, Adam.
Hello. Okay, so no, I know it's a lot of information. I'll look through the PDF and understand more later, but I guess briefly, so let's say someone knows what their chakra gate is, you know, like, so that means that's like a theme for their whole life. And like, how does that go in for the sacred marriage as well? That's my question.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Sort of integrating.
Yeah. So, that's a great question. And yeah, that was something, when we're looking at the, where you are in the story, that gives us some additional information. And if you read what Tammy and I wrote about our experience with that, as we're tuning into that, it helps us to, you know, for me, I learned 20 years ago that I was at the throat chakra, fifth gate evening star, and that my biggest issue and fear was speaking up, because I had a lot of punishment when I was a kid and for speaking up. So I learned to be quiet, not speak up too much. So I've had to practice working with that, that piece. So that information was really helpful. But at that point, I decided that I would never say no to somebody asking me to speak in front of a group. You know, I would be terrified. So that information can be really helpful. From the masculine perspective, when you know what phase where you are in the Venus cycle, and you'll see on the slides that we can talk about how this might show up for men, how they might project in some of the phases anyway. So how that might be projected, but where you need to own that for yourself. And that can be really helpful. It's very empowering to have that piece of information.
Thank you.
Anything you want to add to that, Tammy?
Yeah, I mean, I think Adam, you're in the underworld, right? So if you listen to, or when you listen to the Star Phase class, we definitely explore pretty deeply what our sense is around how it's experienced for a man to have underworld Venus. And so I think what we could have said about any of these chakra gates is that if you add that chakra gate, then of course, so say you are solar plexus Venus, morning star man, then you would add that information, or say second chakra, that maybe it adds a little bit more of that kind of sensual, almost like Taurian quality to the woman, or that what you're going to project on a partner, what you really want to experience outside of yourself and need to integrate inside. So it adds just more subtlety to that.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Great. I think Mary's been, have you been trying to get on, Mary?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I was just curious if you're at the same gate as like one of your children or another family member, but you're in a different overtone. So it gives you the same influence, but from a different archetype, right?
Yes, that would be right. True. And we'll, when we cover overtones next week, that might become a little more clear in how we would answer that question. Because we're actually looking at lots of different things. What's the sign Venus is in? What's the overtone Venus is in? What's the star phase Venus is in? What's the inner star phase Venus is in? And then, of course, later we're going to be adding, how does the sun influence that? How does the moon influence that? How does the sun influence that? How do the outer planets influence that? So there's so many layers to the understanding to this. But it would be really interesting for you, if you have that situation, to dream into that and let us know what you come up with.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. It's really good.
Thank you, Mary. Glad you got on.
Yeah.
You're just ahead of yourself. You've asked a couple questions that we're going to, with the overtone. It's going to be really fun. We're excited to be exploring that also. So let's see. If there's someone else who wants to talk, you can unmute yourself at the left side of the screen, the lower left side of the screen. And it feels like I keep hearing a little bit of static. So if there's anyone who has unmuted, if you could mute yourself again, just because the more people we have who are unmuted, the more kind of feedback we get.
So any more questions or comments or insights?
So we are 9 minutes after a completion time. So I guess we could just say, you know, that any sharing. Oh, is someone, okay, Mary, that's you. Is it Leah? I think someone is wanting to share. I can't tell quite who it is. So if you've unmuted yourself, you can go ahead and share anything you want to share about the class, any questions?
And while we're waiting for somebody to jump in, I'm just noticing that Emma was saying something. I think she's got retrograde Venus, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so she's talking about that experience is
right, no.
Wandering about, looking for the right energy, knowing that there's something there, but just can't grasp it. Everything is going backward, pulled me down.
And actually, Kaylin, she was writing that when we went through the Morning Star retrograde, because she's not retrograde, but she was tuning into the energy, I think.
Oh,
was
okay. Just,
yeah, because she was feeling that in the invocation.
Right.
Can you hear me? This is Emma.
Yes.
Hi, Emma.
Yeah. Yeah, as I went through the different invocations, I found myself getting all different kinds of feelings. And sometimes I couldn't write fast enough to try to describe what it was. But when we were doing the heart chakra, I was thinking, you know, how many times do we block that heart chakra and it actually ends up manifesting because we're not using it properly in two different types of heart problems, like irregular heartbeats, you know, maybe not death, life-threatening things, but little things or the heart feeling like, physically feeling like, you know, it's not working right or something like that, or not being able to get enough air in because you don't feel like you're oxygenating properly. And I'm wondering if some of these, when we have some of these chakras that we're blocking or having a problem with, or we feel guilty about using it. Say, for example, heart chakra, not feeling that you should love the way you want to love, you know, where you really want to love everyone, but all society's constraints say that you have to protect yourself. And so is that the way we manifest when we're blocking a chakra? It's a question.
Mm-hmm. Question. So
yeah,
that's something more for us to explore because, you know, again, this is like, you know, cutting edge exploratory. We've never really gone deeply into this before in this way. So this is kind of new territory. But one of the things I do know is Daniel has heart chakra morning star, and one of the insights that he had about that is that his challenge has been to take the armoring off his heart, kind of what you're speaking to here, Emma. And that's been a journey for him, to get a very armored heart. So, yeah, that's a great insight.
Yeah, it's interesting. And this is also part of why we're really excited to see and hear more about individuals when you're going through the questions, when we do the breakouts, people sharing in Facebook, just to hear also how it is for you. But that's interesting with Daniel, considering that it's his Venus, and he's a man.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, and then Mary has written in the message, she said, "Can't help but notice the people in my life who have Venus in the heart chakra make my life better, and those with Venus in the underworld have challenged me greatly."
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. I just coming back to that theme, thank you, because I see Emma also wrote about the book 2150, which I have read a couple of times by Thea Alexander. It's kind of a theosophy story. It's a great story. It was written in the 70s, and she was writing about how our enemy is really our best friend. And interestingly, my father had an underworld Venus with a Scorpio overtone. I have a Scorpio overtone also. And he was also Mars and Scorpio. So I'm definitely challenging. Giving me opportunities to learn how to forgive.
Yeah, so it feels like the underworld is a really particular thing that it feels like we've gotten perhaps more of a grasp on than some of the others. And so it is interesting to see and sense into some of these other chakra gates. And in the between, you know, I don't know if Sarah is on the call, but, you know, we have Sarah Gallant. She is our, I believe she's our between person.
I think she is. Mary Davey, is she in the between?
Is Mary Davey? I don't know about that.
I've seen it on the handout I have here. I mean,
oh, really? Is she between? Okay.
Yeah. And then, and in the evening sky, and then Sarah between.
Okay. So we have two betweens. Yeah. I can't wait to hear, because of course we had heard from, yeah, go ahead.
Megan the Corn, she's going to want it.
Yeah, no.
Mary. Is that Mary? Yeah. That's Mary. I need to mute Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Mary? I think she forgot to mute herself. Yeah, so we had gotten a really good Okay. Sorry, I'm just getting for Mary. She's a little challenging to find. There she is.
No, this is Emma back again.
Hi, Mary. Emma.
When you started out, you were talking about the shaking. And I'm finding I'm using the tuning forks and I'm using the CG to stimulate the energy in the body. And what happens is when I use C and G tuning fork or the Otto 128 tuning fork, that my head starts shaking, my shoulders start shaking, and it puts me in sort of like, I can't say really not a convulsive type of shaking, but it just penetrates and goes through my whole body. And this is happening more and more as I use the tuning forks. I use them now two or three times a day. And since I've started using them, I have a pacemaker in my... As soon as I feel irregular, I just hit the points, the acupuncture points, and the heart regulates out, and I'm able to go to sleep.
Hmm.
So this sound thing, our words, what we put behind our words, what we chant and everything. I'm completely fascinated with that.
Hmm. What chakra gate are you at, Emma, again?
I'm at the third eye.
You're the third eye.
Okay. Evening star. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're clearly an evening star. Thank you for sharing that. Any of these healing modalities are so useful. To know about. So I think, you know, we're getting to that time. Maybe I can unmute everyone and we can just
say goodbye.
Yeah. I'm going to unmute everybody. It's been so good to just feel and see everyone here. Everyone's unmuted. So if we want to just say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.